Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to American Statesman Blog Talk Radio, the place where it's all about duty, honor, and country, the place for American patriots to come together as one united people. Remember, united we stand, divided we fall. We are one nation under God. Today is Monday, July 15th, 2013. My name is Sally Baptist, and thank you for tuning in tonight. Tonight, I'm going to talk about a variety of issues, including some things that we have to keep focus on, which is amnesty and Obamacare. And today was supposed to be the amnesty protest in Washington, which it did happen, but I haven't heard a lot about it. And we'll talk some more about that in just a minute. I'm right here in Central Florida, not too far away from Sanford, so not that it would really matter. You could be in Russia and be hearing about this case. And while I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about it, I do want to mention a couple of things about it. Because I tell you, it's very frustrating to me that we have individuals such as Al Sharpton who do nothing but profit on this kind of stuff. The disgust to try to force racism as an issue to profit. And I kind of wonder how many people are going to send money to Al Sharpton acting like he's been some saint for the black people out there, the black community. And it's just, to me, it's so disgusting. It's like you're wasting your money. Because I have never heard, and correct me if I'm wrong, if anybody's got information on it, I haven't heard Al Sharpton do anything about blacks killing blacks. Is it okay if a black person kills a black person? I don't understand. The only time you hear from Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson is when it's white on black. Black on black. That doesn't seem to matter, and doesn't matter to the news media either, by the way. But they get all upset when it's white on black, when that's just not the majority of the cases, and even when you can prove that the person is not a racist, but that's how he makes his money. And I think that's sick. And it's like one of the worst or biggest racists there is to me is Al Sharpton, my own opinion. Tell me what isn't racist about Al Sharpton, you know? Of course, you could be like Daisy Wynum here in Orlando, a black city councilwoman, who goes around saying that black people can't be racist. Anybody can be a racist. We all have different things, prejudices of some sort, one way or another, about any and all sorts of things. But that's not what racism is. With her, she was like, you know, a black person could never be a racist. Is she trying to tell me black people love all white people? I don't think so. Black people love Hispanics? I don't think so. But anyway, it's just... everything that's happened around this case has shown we have no rule of law in this country. It's not about the rule of law anymore. It's we have seemed to have totally lost right and wrong and good and evil. And I mean, if it was truly a racist situation here, hey, I'd be supporting doing something as well. But there's no way you can prove racism here. And the media goes and slants it and exploits it for whatever kind of ratings they think they can get. And that's because they say, well, Americans are stupid, and that's what they're going to pay attention to. You know, Americans are too stupid to realize that amnesty is a much bigger issue right now. And by the way, you're occupying the American idiots while the amnesty and the games are going on in Washington, D.C. Don't think they didn't stop what they were doing for this. So, it's a way to occupy the idiots and go out and continue playing games with Obamacare and all these other things. You go and occupy people over this. And racism is terrible. And what happened here is terrible. A dead young man, he was 17. This kid was not a child. I kept hearing the people say, the child. And if you didn't know anybody, you'd think the kid was about 5 or 6 years old. No. He was 17. He was walking around in a complex, cutting through between the buildings. And the fact of the matter is, there had been a variety of burglaries in that complex by young black people. But nobody wants to talk about that. And so, first off, the guy wasn't profiling him. He didn't even mention his race until he was asked. And I'm not even a fan of Zimmerman's. I couldn't, you know, I would not be discussing this case except that everybody keeps putting it out there and the disgust of what's happened in the media and also people like Al Sharpton who do their best to exploit the situation for their own personal gain. No one's going to convince me that Al Sharpton, if he wasn't going to get some money out of the deal, he'd be doing it. I don't believe for a minute he'd be out there doing this. That's why he doesn't do it when it's black on black. He doesn't care about black people getting shot out there. Yeah, except when it's a white person, and then he can exploit it and he can make money. It's disgusting. And then what the news media has done. And the whole point of all of this is to keep dividing us. And that's why I called the show today, Wake Up America, United We Stand, Divided We Fall. You know what? Americans, it's a melting pot. But if you're going to go try to divide us all up and have one group against another group against another group, the Latinos versus the rest of the whites, I mean, it doesn't really matter if you're a Russian or a Cuban or, well, I shouldn't say Cuban, Latino. But if you're Russian or Italian or Portuguese, those kind of things don't seem to make any difference. It's only if you're a Latino, Hispanic, or not even a Spanish from Spain, but a Latino, or if you are a black individual or you're white. They want to divide us up because by the mentality of those who want this country to fall, which there are those that do, who believe in one world order, who believe in communism, by dividing us up, they can take over. They can divide and conquer. That's why we must remain united and we must be Americans. I sent an email to Mr. O'Reilly last week and I'm like, you know, you don't seem to understand. We need to be Americans. If the GOP had a brain, which I know, if it's got a brain, it's a pea brain, I don't know. They don't understand how to promote being an American. They keep trying to chase after Latinos or after the blacks or whatever this kind of silly game that they're playing instead of just doing their job. Which is true for the Democrats as well. The Democrats don't protect the working class anymore. Give me a break. Neither of the parties do anything they're supposed to do. They sacrifice the people who trust them and their followers, sheeple as I prefer to call them. But anyway, this thing with the racism, the disgust I have, I mean, Saturday afternoon, evening, I was flipping through the channels. 11 stations had this covered, was covering this case. Verdict Watch. Give me a break, people. Again, why aren't you covering all the mass murders that are up in Illinois with the blacks on blacks? Why? No one's covering that. And right here locally, I haven't got all the names on it, but it was an article. The reporter, I believe, was Gary Taylor from the Orlando Sentinel. Back around the same time last year when the Zimmerman case happened, two blacks who beat up a elderly man. Two blacks attacked and using a hammer, taking his car. No one said a thing about it. And then the two articles that they posted never made reference to two blacks trying to kill a white person. And right now, at the time, the white person was in intensive care in critical condition at the hospital at Orlando Regional. But I haven't been able to find out if he's still alive or not. But nobody cared that these two black youth were trying to kill this guy. That was okay. Two black men going beat up all it said is they're looking for two men who beat up another man. They never gave race on any of it. They were too scared. The media is too scared to report black crimes on white. That's okay. When a black person kills a white person, that's okay. But when it's a white person and through an accident, a true incident, not planned or calculated or in that type of thing, where it's a Hispanic, light-skinned compared to the black, killing the black, you know, Al Sharpton's going to go out there and see how much money he can make. I think it's all disgusting. And I think the way the media covers it's disgusting. It really is. And it only goes to show we have no rule of law. Justice is not colorblind by any means. And the justice system, excuse me, the politicians and the justice system pandering for some kind of edge with some group, some faction, whether it be the Hispanics or whether it be the blacks. They don't pander to the white. The white people are the bad people. All whites should die, I guess, is what some of these people think. And that would be okay. The media would say, okay, go kill all the white people. Or not of color. Europeans. But again, in this particular case, Zimmerman was a Hispanic. There is a Hispanic, but they didn't want to talk about that. They kept calling him white. And then they called him white Hispanic, and some laughed at that. The games that the media plays to promote this. It's like, media, you're not supposed to work for the government. You're not supposed to work for the political motives of a few. You're just supposed to report the facts. That's what your job is. You're supposed to be the watchdog, not the excuse me, not the ones going out there trying to play these games and divide people and slant the news. Influence. It's not the role of the news to influence. The role of news is to report. Report the news, not try to influence public opinion. And you seem to have totally gotten that part confused in the last few years. So, anyway, that I just want to know, where is the outrage when blacks kill blacks? Because from what, and I don't have all the statistics in front of me, and what I hear on the various reports and what I look up online, the various things, it seems like blacks are murdered more than anyone else. And I've heard 92, 93, 94, 90, in that range, the upper 90, I should say the lower 90% are blacks killing blacks. Doesn't that bother the black community? That 90% of the time when your people are killed is by another black person? Not by a whitey. But no one says anything about that. And is it okay if a black person kills a white person? Do you say that's okay too? Al Sharpton, is that okay? Is it okay for black people to kill white? Is it okay for blacks to kill blacks? Because the only time you seem to get involved is when it's a white person or a light-skinned a person who kills a black person. And personally, I think you do it just for the money, which to me says a lot about what you are. And that's truly my opinion of you. The other thing, there was Rick Scott was on Fox News briefly talking about this and saying that why he had to have the investigation, why he assigned us team, all this other nonsense. It was all garbage. It was all pandering to the black community, the likes of an Al Sharpton, to force something that wasn't there. The sheriff who wouldn't arrest them got fired. But he was right. The FBI could not prove any kind of racism or evil intent or hate crime. That wasn't what this was about. It was definitely a sad thing that happened, sad on every way. We've all paid a price for it. Obviously, a young, not a child, a young man that died. 17 years old, he, at the beginning of his life in many ways, as he was about to become an adult, and that's sad. But the fact is, he was profiling Zimmerman as a white cracker. And Zimmerman was profiling him as, we've had people breaking in to these apartments. And it would kind of seem like a person who's doing the neighborhood watch would be looking to see if there's any suspicious behavior. Why somebody would be roaming around through the buildings, through the complex. Because my understanding is he was cutting through the complex. So they both if both would have been somewhat more careful on their actions, they would none of us would be listening to this today, and this wouldn't have happened. But you got to go out there and say the rule of law, the justice system failed all of us here. The media failed all of us. The media exploited. It's like, and you know, here I make no money off this show. I have no advertising. I have no sponsors. So me talking about this, I don't get any money for this. But when it comes to this kind of stuff on mainstream, lamestream media, news media in general, it just is so disgusting as to how they exploit these situations for profit. And they don't, seriously, you think about it, in the time that this happened, and, you know, you have these bizarre cases. The Casey Anthony case was out there forever. And then that other, you know, young woman who killed her boyfriend. Can't even remember the name of it because I didn't watch it. But isn't that something sick in the society if we're somehow entertained by this? It just seems to be disgusting to me how this somehow why people would be so, I don't know. To me, the whole thing is kind of sick, and it's sick the way the media covers it. If the media covered every single time there was a death, whether it be accident, whether it could be a car accident, it could be a shooting, it could be whatever, where two parties are involved, you're not going to hear about anything else. So bottom line is justice is not colorblind by any means, even though there's a blindfold on there. And justice is for sale, pandering to whatever group it is they want to. And I'm hoping the district attorney, the state attorney who was involved in all this and the games they played with the evidence and all this other stuff, I hope she gets disbarred and she gets fined. She was an officer for the state of Florida, and she should be penalized for it. She should be charged for it. She should not get any pension from us for doing that type of job. There's something seriously wrong when we reward people that do those kind of things. But now I want to get over to the amnesty. There was supposed to be a march, and there was a protest in D.C. Protesting amnesty, saving the jobs, and it was a black organization, a black alliance, that was promoting this and putting this on. Of course, anybody could go, but it was actually organized, coordinated through a black alliance group, and you didn't hardly hear anything about that. In fact, I'm still out there trying to find an article on it. I saw a very quick clip of it on Fox News, but not enough to tell you much about it. I really didn't. I just saw the banner with the amnesty on it, and I know that Alan West was there, and that was about all I saw. So I can't tell you how many people were there, what kind of effect it had, because the news media felt it was so much more important to keep talking about Zimmerman. I mean, over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. You people are disgusting. You've missed the point. They didn't talk about all the problems with Obamacare, and that maybe by some chance Obamacare is going to be brought to its knees because it's so dysfunctional. It can't survive the way it is, and they keep trying to play games, and the president is not allowed to change the laws. This president is so guilty of treason. He's so guilty of violating his oath of office. He shouldn't be there for so many reasons. But if you have a bunch of cowards in the two houses of Congress who won't do anything, then here's where you're at. But it very clearly states in the Constitution that the president has to abide by the laws. And, you know, for him to say, well, we're not going to follow this law, and I'm just going to write an executive order to bypass this law, he truly has become king. He doesn't go to Congress for anything. He goes out and he decides what he wants to do. That's what a king does. King Obama. He totally, totally trashes and ignores the congressional houses. What they do means nothing to him. I mean, if they're doing what he wants, and he, you know, if they were all Democrats and they would just do whatever he tells them to, like the good sheeple that they are, then he would, you know, yeah, well, I'll have them write up legislation. What the heck? Why not? But, hey, since we've got a bunch of Republicans over there, I'm not going to waste my time with them. I'm just going to write up my executive order, and I'm going to tell the people what they're going to do. No mandate. No mandate for you businesses. Well, and the House is supposed to be taking up the cause to say, well, if there's no mandate for the companies, then there's no mandate for the people. Again, King Obama does not have the right, via the Constitution, to pick and choose what laws he chooses to enforce. He's the one who came up with this crazy Obamacare health plan, but yet he wants to chop it up because he knows it doesn't work. Instead of being open with the people, time out, we need to regroup and revisit this. We need a better solution than what we have, and the current plan isn't going to work, so we need to do something else. Now, but see, they're never going to admit that they did anything wrong, especially when it can destroy the middle class and bring us down to our knees. And that's what this is all about. It's about control. It's about converting the free American people to a bunch of serfs. And we're close to it. Many of us are there already. It's not about doing the right thing by any means. So that's, it just amazes me. So if anybody out there has any information on the protest, what happened, please let me know. And I'm going to try to find something right now. I'm over here at the Fox News page trying to find something on it. And, of course, there's the other thing, read. Let's make a deal or else. And if the GOP don't just automatically confirm whoever they want, then they're going to change the rules. You know, it shows what kind of character, what kind of ethics and integrity these people do not have in Washington, D.C. It really does. So I'm going to try to find, see if I can get any kind of information on this protest. I have just not been able to find anything out there. And, I mean, if you were listening the past couple of weeks, when I first heard about it, I kept saying, something I wanted to go to. I would have liked to have been there today in D.C. I guess for whatever the way things happen, it was better that I wasn't there, that I didn't go up there. Because of the Zimmerman case, nobody's even paying attention, which I think is pretty sad. So I'm going to try to see if I can find it here so that I can give you a little bit more of an update on what happened with it, because I was really, really looking forward to this being a big event and that it's sending a loud message to Washington. But because of everything that happened with Zimmerman, it kind of, whatever you want to call it, just kind of downplayed the whole thing. The other thing that I found really interesting out there, and this was today, I did not listen to the whole thing. In fact, I listened to very little of it. Rahm Emanuel and Grover Norquist are out there having an immigration debate. But the fact is, Grover happens to be a proponent, another Republican, who is a proponent of amnesty. And you listen to their nonsense. It's like, how can you say this? You know, when you're wealthy and you've got enough money to take care of yourself and your family, it's so easy to go out there and trash the other people. It's so easy to say, oh, there's going to be all these jobs. No, that's not the way it is. When you go and flood the market with excessive labor, it's going to take the income of everybody down. It's not going to increase their income. It's going to take it down. You've got a flood of labor. And they keep acting like they have to bring in all these people from the Middle East for high-tech jobs because Americans are too stupid. I mean, that's really what they say. And, well, to a certain degree, you know what? The American education system, because of things like Common Core, the dumbing down of Americans, has definitely played a role into it. But if they would actually go back to what education should be, we wouldn't have this problem. And we've also got a mentality of many many people out there, many Americans, who think their only goal is to be a professional sports, a professional athlete. So engaging the brain isn't their key role. That's not what they focus on. They focus on the physical abilities to be a pro athlete and make lots of money there. So when that doesn't happen, then, of course, you have people who can't make it, or whose education does not really support them in a higher job. But, you know, there's plenty of IT people here in America. The question is bringing in cheap labor. Why should they pay the experienced IT people more money when they can import cheap labor with no health care? It's everything against the working class. That's all there is to it. Everything to the working against the working class. Let's see here. Okay. Trying to find out. Once again, I'm trying to see if anybody is going to be, if there's any article on this thing. No, I still don't see anything on Fox News either covering it. The only thing I see out here is Latinos look to GOP to lead, immigration included. So I'll take a look and see what this is about. But I am unable to find anything substantial about the protest. I find lots of things that are saying that it was going to happen, advertising it and announcing it, but I haven't seen anything that's been a report of it. I haven't been able to find a YouTube to watch and see how big it was, how many people were there. I just don't know that information. And it's all because of the Zimmerman case. Let's see what Latinos look to GOP to lead, immigration included. Let's see what this says. Well, maybe this is actually showing something. Okay. The Latino community in particular, but not exclusively, is now looking to the Republican Party to take this leadership opportunity and show the American people that our party understands the necessity for reform and needs to use this as a means to secure our nation and improve our economy. And, of course, on the very same page, what do you have? George Zimmerman. Okay. Even if the House does not take up the Senate bill, it can pass one or more pieces of legislation which would chart the course for repairing our broken immigration system and help create jobs. Despite campaigning on the promise of immigration reform, the Obama administration has avoided finding realistic bipartisan solutions. And let's see. Okay. Well, then this goes into, we cannot continue to maintain the status quo of 11 million. The Latino community is watching Congress closely as they work towards reform. Moreover, they are expecting results. Found 75% of Latinos voters responded that they have read or heard about the immigration reform legislation in Congress. Okay. Overwhelmingly, 74% said that it was extremely or very important for them to pass immigration reform. Well, that wouldn't be too hard to believe. But no one's talking about all the others, though. When asked directly, over half of Latino voters listed immigration as, I don't know if I can get this to come, as the most important issue. And, you know, for those who will, there's a small group of people who will stand to benefit, but there's still a very, my own, from the different things we've read over the years, many will not benefit enough because they don't get Obamacare and stuff like that. And that's the thing. The making the illegal legal and changing all the rules for the businesses. The businesses do not have to pay Obamacare. And then there's different tax breaks for them. If they still get the low income, unearned income credit thing. I mean, the whole thing is so crazy. It's going to be the middle class people like you and me who are going to foot the bill for it. The rich on the top, they're going to just keep getting richer. They won't notice the difference. And you and me down here are the ones who are going to take a pay cut. Our cost of living is going up, and we'll be forced out of our houses because you won't be able to afford it. You won't be able to afford to live in this situation. Your income goes up, your income goes down, your expenses go up while they flood it with the low-income workers. And we've already got unemployment, high unemployment. Everything to do with it makes it nutsy, absolutely nutsy. But the other thing, which I should mention, because I'm here at Fox News, the fact of the matter is Fox News, Murdoch and company support amnesty. Now, you hear from those that are sitting on the curvy couch routine and whatever, they talk about the amnesty thing, and they are much more conservative in their discussion there. But when you go a little bit deeper into the corporation, Murdoch is a pro-amnesty person. You have to understand, Fox News, yeah, they talk a little bit more conservative than what the others do, but the bottom line is they are not, Murdoch is not conservative by any means. He is pro-amnesty, and he's pro-Common Core. I mean, he's a socialist. He's a communist, whatever you want to call it. He's not for the Constitution. But see, that's all part of the game. It's like, well, we'll put him up there. We'll wave a few things out there, and we will convince them that we are conservative. Then they'll start to listen, and then we can start feeding the garbage into them, because then people are going to say, well, Fox News is reporting this. Well, Fox News tends to be conservative. Wonder why they would be saying this. And then people getting the confusion of what Fox News really is. So don't trust any. Don't trust any of them at a glance. That's all I can say on that one. Now, let's see, what else has been going on? The other thing, as we talk about the president, I will give the president credit when it comes to the Zimmerman case. Now, in the beginning, he said something about Trey would look like his son and all this other stuff, whatever. But when it came down to, at the end here, he said the courts have spoken. And so I appreciate the fact he said, we went through the process, the courts have spoken, our system, the rule of law has been followed, and so he left it there. Now, court holder is still out there going out trying to push for some other kind of investigation or something, but he's still in there. But I want to make sure people remember what's the oath of office for the president and the oath of office for those in the Senate. The oath of office for the president. U.S. Constitution, Article 2, Section 1. Before he enters on the execution of his office, he shall take the following oath or affirmation. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Now, there is another article, which I'd have to go look it up, where it specifically says will abide by the laws. It's that's true with any elected public servant, abide and enforce the laws. He doesn't do that. He trashes it because he's King Obama. King Obama's out there saying stuff like, you know, I'm not going to worry about the mandate. Don't worry about it. Yes, law, but who cares? Who cares? We're going to change it right now, and we've got to change it because it's all a political thing. We don't want people getting upset right before this midterm election, and we want it to be put out there after that, where truth is, I'll be long gone as far as, you know, my days in this office, unless he can figure a way to run for a third term, which, again, he wants to be king. And so he might try to change that, write an executive order that lets him run again. And there are, I have seen several different articles out there about those trying to restructure our Constitution. They're literally trying to rewrite our Constitution right now. And I'm telling you, that is where we have got to change what we're doing here. We have got to come together as Americans, reinstate our organic Declaration and Constitution, and tell these people they're not going to be able to do this. We cannot tolerate this happening. And that's, again, why the show today is United We Stand, Divided We Fall. It's very simple. It really isn't rocket science that we as a united people will survive. We will come together. However, if they have us divided, they have the core of us divided, while they allow all the terrorists to come into our country free with no restrictions. They invite them in through the front door and let them go wherever they want, students going wherever they want, overstaying the visas whenever they feel like. No tracking of those who come in here, who play nice to get in, and then they go and plot against us throughout this whole country. And then you have the Chinese nationals and everybody else coming in through the border, the southern border. This is what they don't want to stop. Now, I'm trying to think, you know, I would love to be able to, well, I shouldn't say love to, eyeball to eyeball to Harry Reid and say, so you're okay with terrorists coming into the country to blow up our cities. Is that what you're saying? Senator Reid, that's what you want? You want to promote. You want to promote having the illegals come in here, whichever way, but, you know, and because border security is not strictly the southern border, it's the those who come in the front door and don't leave, those who blow up places like Boston. So this is what you want to do, Mr. Reid? You want to blow up America? Because right now they are plotting against us. This country is being taken over by the enemies, and we have a bunch of idiots in Washington, D.C. to thank for it. And, of course, we the people are the ones who keep letting them stay there. So we have to take some of the responsibility for this ourselves. But I can proudly tell you on this day, there is not one person in public office today that I voted. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. I did vote for Pam Bondi. So I did actually, technically, I did vote for her. And I at the time, I liked her, but I would never vote for her again. She's got to go next time around. I would never vote for her again. For one, I've contacted her office. I've sent letters. I've sent emails. No response. None. You know, she's too busy for the peasants. She was all there jumping up and down what she was going to do about Obamacare and then caved on everything else. So I have no use for her. And I really don't think there's anybody else in public office anywhere at the state or local level that I voted for, which actually kind of makes me proud. It means I didn't vote for these idiots. Okay, the other thing is the oath of office for the Senate. And I frequently ask them, have you forgotten your oath of office? I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter, so help me God. How many of them do you think follow that? Marco Rubio, do you know what that is? I don't think you follow it. And that's, again, these are people out there intent on dividing us. If they divide us, we will fall. United we stand, divided we fall. Yes, we can take back our country if we are united. We can reinstate our organic constitution, our organic declaration, if we are united. A united America will stand. A divided America has no chance. And right now, we are divided. We are divided in many ways. And not strictly by one case. But you have those who promote, who seem to benefit from this division, this, and like Al Sharpton is one, of these people who promote it. And it really was interesting because when I sent the thing to, let's see if I've got it here, the thing I sent to Bill O'Reilly, I did it kind of as a joke, but at the same point making a message about it. O'Reilly and immigration word of the day. What would be the appropriate word of the day for Bill O'Reilly's position on immigration and the impact immigration has on the welfare of Americans, America, and the future of the GOP? My answer, idiotic. So my word of the day is idiotic for Mr. O'Reilly. Oh, idiotic as in foolish, unwise, rash, reckless, lacking judgment, or just plain foolhardy. And here are the reasons why Bill O'Reilly's immigration position is idiotic. Congress refuses to enforce any of the current immigration laws. That is why we're in the mess we're in today. If they secured the border, we wouldn't be in this mess. O'Reilly thinks Congress will follow new laws. What? Is O'Reilly drinking GOP Kool-Aid? We used to think, used to be a country where the rule of law meant something, but right now, what about the rule of law, O'Reilly? I just don't see it being applied anywhere. And just look around. Then Congress already has laws and appropriations to clean up border security. That means all borders, not strictly the southern border. But Congress refuses to secure the homeland. New laws will not change that. What part of this don't you understand, Mr. O'Reilly? They've got plenty of laws. Start enforcing the current laws, and then you make changes to them as needed. Forget the amnesty crap. Secure the homeland. Sad fact is the GOP is no different than the DNC. They refuse to unite Americans as one people. The GOP degrades the meaning of being an American when they insist on dividing us up into factions. If the individual, in this case the Hispanic Latinos, do not want to be Americans, they do not belong in America. United we stand, divided we fall. O'Reilly, destroy America but save the GOP. How sick is that? You want to promote amnesty so you think you can save the GOP, which is stupid in its own right anyway? So how sick is that? Not to mention, all this pandering to the Hispanics makes the GOP look weak, pathetic, and idiotic. O'Reilly does not realize the Hispanic community, a.k.a. La Raza, hates America and wants their land back. And then I ask O'Reilly, remember the Alamo? Do you remember the Alamo, or do you simply remember Cinco de Mayo? And this was copied from Yahoo.com, who is La Raza? It's a quote here. Their aim is to take back the land of the United States stole from them. They claim the states of Arizona, California, Texas, New Mexico, Utah, Colorado, Oregon, and parts of Washington. In a book written by Carlos Jimenez, a Los Angeles high school teacher, The Mexican-American Heritage, a new map of North America was drawn showing Artesian above America. It's not Artesian. It's Latino. Sorry, I'm mispronouncing that. Azteca, above Mexico. And that's what La Raza believes is theirs. Americans stole their land. And you have people in public office in Texas who say the same thing. They're not pro. How can they possibly honor their oath of office when they want to destroy the United States and take back their land? Again, we're being invaded like no one can believe, and yet people just keep going with it. People ignore it. The American people. I mean, when are Americans going to wake up? And are too many Americans too cowardly to do what has to be done here? Okay, and then the last thing I put in here, Rubio and La Raza, this land is your land. This you can go to a website and look this up. Excuse me. Where it talks about Marco Rubio being the La Raza agent. So we know that Rubio is closely linked with La Raza. He prefers the Latino heritage, not American. He trashes America. He doesn't care. He's always been a traitor. That's what he is. Same old, nothing different there. And then if O'Reilly was courageous and not idiotic on immigration, he would have U.S. Senators Chuck Grassley and Jeff Sessions on his show, and just who knows, maybe, just maybe O'Reilly would learn something about immigration. And somebody had responded on this one blog talking about how Fox News was not as conservative. And I agree. They're not getting any, that's nothing to me for them to say that. I would totally agree that Fox News is not as conservative. It's more conservative than CNN, but that's not saying much. I mean, more conservative than MSNBC, that's not saying much. More conservative than mainstream media, that's not saying much. What does that prove? Which, speaking of CNN, I saw something today. It looks like Newt Gingrich is going to be on Crossfire, be a host of Crossfire on CNN. Some of you may remember Crossfire a while back. I remember. It was, you have the left and the right, and they go through the issues. So it'll be kind of interesting to see how that goes. But that's where we're going to see Newt Gingrich do his thing now. So I thought that was kind of interesting. And let's see. Right now, what else? Up. Look who's out there. I see her. But she hasn't hit that button yet, so she might be eating her dinner. So Miss Texas is out there. I don't know if Miss Texas has anything to say about the Zimmerman case and all this other mess. But the main thing I really want to stress, oh, she's going to be there. And I'm going to hit that button in just a second. The main thing is we cannot let the Zimmerman case distract us from what we have to do. Excuse me. We have to continue on the fight for amnesty. You've got to call the Speaker's House. We've got to keep pushing this. Steve King, Representative Steve King, was on Fox News Sunday, and he's still out there fighting the cause. We have got to push it. Make sure you call John Boehner, Speaker Boehner, 202-225-0600, and leave a message for him. You can talk to somebody there, too, or you can just leave a message. Bombard that voicemail of his with no amnesty. And what Representative King was saying is do not take any vote on 744, and also don't vote on the others. So you cannot in any way, shape, or form take something into conference that will downgrade and all be manipulated within the S-744 bill that's been passed by the Senate. So I'm still on total agreement with him on that one. And on that note, let's get Ms. Texas on the line here.
Hi, Miss Sally.
Hey,
I was hoping you'd be talking about Zimmerman today.
I want to make sure people don't forget the other issues, but you can't totally escape it either.
Well, this is part of one main thought went through my head. I knew if they got around to really showing the evidence of the boy being on top of him and beaten, and somehow or another managed to get in some of the evidence of the, I saw the back of his head, I saw the broken nose, and you know, so the idea that he shot this kid, and I'm going to call him a punk because that's what he was, for no good reason, was a lie. Now, I would like in my lifetime, just one time in my lifetime, to hear the leaders of the left-wing black to be able to stand up, get the courage, get the guts, get the balls to stand up and say, golly, we were wrong. That man had a right to defend himself. We're not going to
about
the issue, and we're not going to look like idiots now. But no, they're not going to do that.
No, and you know, there's somebody. There was a quote somebody was telling me about. I'm not sure who said it, and if anybody knows it out there, let me know. Something about whites are too coward. The black community knows the whites are cowards, and they go take off running. Because the game that's going on, the race card that's been played for so long, by the likes of Al Sharpton's and stuff like that, that the whites don't defend themselves anymore either. It's like somehow it's just a crazy imbalance of what's going on out there. And at the beginning of the show, and I'll mention it again, is that the likes of Al Sharpton, to me, Al Sharpton, I don't know of anybody who's a bigger racist than Al Sharpton is. And he doesn't care when blacks kill blacks. He doesn't care when two blacks kill a white man. He doesn't care about that stuff. It's only when he can profit from exploiting the situation where a light-colored skin, a non-white person, because this was a Hispanic, who killed a black youth, not a child. I'm so sick of listening to call this guy a child like he was 5 years old. The guy was 17. And, I mean, if he was a child, I would ask the parents, why is your child roaming around at night alone? Why is your child walking to the 7-Eleven alone? So he wasn't a child. And the news media was so disgusting because the news media would keep putting pictures up of this kid when he was like 12 or 13 and refusing to show what the case really was.
And in a white hoodie.
Yeah, go ahead.
In a white hoodie. The little angel.
Right. I mean, yeah, that one too. When again, very, very a younger face, a younger photo of him, and all looking extremely innocent, if you will. And you know, it wasn't Zimmerman who brought out the race. It was the officers he was calling asked him what race, describing him, and that's when they asked him if he was white or black or whatever, and he said black. And then, but nobody wants to talk about the fact that that same community had, I think they said, 6 or 7 burglaries, which happened to be by young black men.
Well, they also didn't let the evidence in of that boy's criminal background.
Exactly.
They didn't let his arrest in. They didn't let it in that he had a problem with drugs. They didn't let any of that in, and of course his parents weren't talking about it.
Of course. But the media, too. I mean, the media plays the same game, and Fox News was playing the same game. Fox News, time and time again, showed those younger pictures of this guy, and they kept exploiting this. I mean, it's just so disgusting.
You know, it just amazes me. Well, let's talk about the comment you made that somebody said white Americans are cowards.
Yeah.
I don't think we're cowards. I think we have been badgered into the fact that we're not supposed to take to the streets. We're not supposed to stand up for our rights. We are beyond that. Well, I'm sorry. We are past that time now, and it's time to show these people, I don't care what color they are, I don't care what party they belong to, it's time to show them that we are not going to stand for this crap anymore. Either from the White House, from the Congress, or from the blacks, the browns, the yellows, the whites, anybody out there. We're not going to put up with it anymore.
You mean we're going to be Americans?
I think it's about damn time we did.
Hey, no argument with me. And again, it's across the board. It has nothing to do with this situation here. This situation is all because you have racists like Al Sharpton who go out and promote it. I mean, I would dare, in fact, as I mentioned earlier, I don't know if you heard it or not, right here around that very same time in Sanford, there were two men. They were looking for two men who beat up and attacked this one man, and two blacks who almost killed this white guy. And the guy may be dead. I don't really know. We haven't been able to get he was in critical condition in the hospital when this all happened, and they've apparently have arrested these two individuals. But through the news media, this is the Orlando Sentinel who reported, this particular one reported this, never, never said it was two blacks who almost killed this white guy. That didn't matter. Like,
well, no, it didn't matter. Mm-hmm. And had Zimmerman not been, as they're saying today, listen to this crap, a white Hispanic, give me a friggin' break.
Exactly.
Say, don't look at skin color. What are they doing? If he had the color of a standard Mexican, this would have never happened.
No, there would have been
they
no.
They thought it was a white man to start with.
Exactly. And that's the only reason. And then once they started it, they wouldn't stop.
And they don't have the courage or the guts. I mean, they think they're such bad shit. Pardon my French, but I'm upset. They think they're so bad, they're going to the streets. All they're showing is that they are not a people who stand for truth. They want pity. They want pity.
They want pity, and but they're showing who the true racist is. The true racists are the ones that don't want to deal with the facts. They don't want to deal, and they're the ones who focused on the race of these two individuals, when in fact they both profiled each other. He, as a neighborhood watch, he was profiling him because of what had been happening in the community. It's not too unusual. I don't think anybody would think it was unusual if you had a neighborhood community who had a bunch of homes burglarized, and they happened to be by a group of young black individuals, that you might think a young black person might be doing something like that. So I would see why he would be looking at him.
Well, I think they,
yeah,
they need to take the word profile, tear it up, throw it away, rip it out of the dictionary. Because if they give you an outline of what the people are, what ethnicity they are, and what they do, and if it's proven throughout history or throughout in your local community that this particular group of people do are the ones that commit the major part of crimes, what are you supposed to do?
Well, that's the whole point. It's not profiling if it's the truth. You know what I'm saying?
You have to profile them. That's what the cops do when they tell you who it is that's committing these crimes. They're giving you a profile of what these people are. So you don't think that the person that's not people, and I don't care if they're black, white, or purple. They have to profile who they come up on in order to be aware of what they're up against.
Well, but I mean, again, in this particular case, there had been a series of burglaries which had been done by some black youth.
If Zimmerman had been black, would they have accused him of racial profiling? He would have been profiling. He would have been profiling the guy. He had a hoodie on. He was black. He was sauntering through a locked, gated community when he shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Well, if Zimmerman
was black, would he have been considered profiling? Hell no.
Well, this would have never been a case. Black on black, they don't cover black on black. We already know that. And that's the whole point. Al Sharpton doesn't kill when black people kill black people. He doesn't make any money that way. What is his case? He can't claim racism when it's a black person killing a black person. So you would never have heard about it then. Or when it's a black person killing white, we never hear about those either. So, I mean, that's kind of the point. But I don't care who it would have been. If they were a neighborhood watch, and you knew, and if you knew that in your neighborhood there had been a series of burglaries, which were in fact by some black youth, when you saw a black youth roaming around that you were not familiar with, didn't recognize, would you not think twice about maybe they were up to no good? And this is a neighborhood watch person. What do you expect them to do? They're supposed to watch. That was the idea. So
well, nothing told the kid to turn around and go back and jump Zimmerman.
Well, no, exactly. Well, that's exactly the point. And there again, it was this kid who was profiling Zimmerman and calling him a white cracker.
Yeah, and why didn't the news media jump all over that and call that, Sally, say the word
racist
for me, a racial.
Racism.
Isn't that considered a racial slur? Why didn't the jury and the jury room go, when she said that, not once, but 14 damn times?
Well, first off, we don't know that they didn't do it once the jury was behind closed doors. But that was exactly the point. But there's this mentality, and it's Daisy Wynum is a city councilwoman here in Orlando, a black city councilwoman. And she's, it's been played over and over again, which is, black people can't be racist. Yeah, yes, they can. It was a racist comment.
They are. It's not a matter of kin. They are.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not all of them. No more than all white yes, there are white people who are racist against others, whatever. There's different groups. I don't care. You're never going to get that. Muslims are racist against Americans. They don't care about that one either. Muslims want all the Christians dead, so they're racist or discriminate against Christians.
I hear you.
So, I mean, what's the difference? But right now, it's all, whenever it's a light-skinned person who kills a black. And that's because Al Sharpton and company, that's how they make their money. I would love to be able to know how much money Al Sharpton will make from the crap he stirred up here. He doesn't care about the country.
No.
The country. He doesn't care about the black people.
No. Country
black,
means nothing to him.
Community. No.
That almighty dollar does, though. And every time he's got a chance to stir up some crap so he can go out and get paid to create more trouble, that's what he's going to do.
Exactly. And then he gets propped up there with MSNBC. And he was on Meet the Press on Sunday, too, which I had to flip it. I couldn't listen to him. I can't stand the guy. I don't know that there's anybody that's a bigger racist than that guy. And it amazes me. Now, you know a lot of blacks do not follow his garbage, but how many do?
Well,
how many
of those that are out there protesting, causing all the trouble, are paid by them to go out there and do it in the first silly place?
Well, yeah, look what Holder did on that one, right?
Yeah, these people don't go out there and do it for their health. They want money. They hold their hands out and wait to get paid.
Yep. Yep. Well, let me kind of change subjects just a little bit here, and we'll get back to this.
Okay, okay.
Did you hear anything, or did you see anything about the protest, the amnesty protest that was supposed to be going on today in D.C.? I saw one very short clip, but that was it.
Of course not. Do you think that the news media was going to give us any information about the fact that white people are standing up for them, the cowards that they say we are standing up for ourselves?
Well, first off, it was a black alliance who actually coordinated that thing. So I would think that part, I think, made it equally interesting. It was a black alliance who coordinated that march on the amnesty, protest amnesty in D.C. So, unfortunately, the other blacks were actually running interference for them there.
Well, the fact that the news media is, how do I say this? Maybe this will wake a bunch of people up and let them realize how the news media is being so biased, especially in the black community that doesn't think so. And they will know that the black community was behind this and then realize, hey, it got no news coverage. Why not?
Yeah, you can't help but wonder what would have been the difference had this case still been going on in the court. I mean, it still was getting coverage every day, but if it's still the trial itself would have still been going on the 15th, on today, you know, where they would have had a little bit more attention. But because of all this, it was so easy for them to ignore it. And that's why I was saying it with Fox News. Even though Fox News did give one clip of it, don't ask me what all it was about because I didn't see the whole clip. But I only saw it on there one time. And Alan West was there, and I saw one of the banners, and so I saw some people there, but I really didn't get enough to be able to see how many, whether it was massive or not. But
right.
At the same time, Murdoch and company, they believe in amnesty, so they're really not going to be inclined to promote it anyway. It was a perfect excuse for them not to cover it.
Well, of course, it wasn't on any of the news here. The only thing the news media here likes to cover, and I've been dogging them, and it's come to, are these poor owners of dogs. It's gotten to the point you almost don't want to own one around here because they are so busy sticking their nose into your business. They send people to prison here for abusing a dog.
What do they define as abuse?
Well, this guy had picked up, you know how when a puppy does something wrong, the best thing to do if you're going to scold them and get onto them is to grab them by the nape of the neck because that's where they are carried when they're puppies. Well, this guy grabbed some puppies by the nape of the neck to move them and to get them out from underneath this house. This girl videotaped it, sent it into the news media, and guess what? They've got him in jail.
Oh, my goodness. That is crazy. That is so crazy.
So when you talk about this world is going crazy, I'm telling you, when they have nothing better to do with their time, and this is what I've been telling them, you mean there is nothing else that you can report on besides dogs?
That's sick. I mean, I've seen severe abuse and stuff like that, and I think those people should. You know, starving animals, I've seen horses that have been starved and all that. And those people deserve to do something. Because if you can't take care of them, get an animal control out there and help them get somebody else to take care of them or whatever. Don't just let the animal sit there and die. So, I mean, that kind of stuff is sick and that is abusive. But not something silly like that.
And I don't disagree with that. And like I said the other day, the only thing I do disagree with is the fact that you're going to spend our tax dollars putting people in jail when we have a lot of other things out there that money should be spent on.
Well, not to mention you're going to let the illegal rapists go free.
Exactly.
The system's screwed up. They don't want to secure the border, but they want to go after somebody doing that with a dog, just trying to get, you know, that kind of nonsense. It's sick. We're a sick society. We really are. We have totally lost our way. We've lost any sense of right and wrong and good and evil. And I'm telling you, if the American people don't wake up and smell the coffee and whatever else, it's going to be over. But, and again, that's why I keep saying, you know, united we stand, divided we fall. We still have a chance here if people will wake up and start paying attention to what's going on and remember the difference of good and evil and right and wrong. Right now, we have just got those things totally. What Al Sharpton done and Jesse Jackson did with this Zimmerman thing, totally wrong. Totally, totally wrong. And, I mean, if Zimmerman had been out there, and they even proved, I mean, the FBI investigation couldn't prove that Zimmerman was a racist. In fact, they found out that Zimmerman had been helping black youth groups and things like that. So totally the opposite.
They didn't put any bad on the news, though. The whole time they're talking about the trial, they don't bother to put any of that on the news because they don't want you to know it.
Don't confuse us with the facts. Don't confuse us with the truth. You know, it's just, again, it just goes back to these core values. What in the world has come of this society? And Al Sharpton, I agree.
Don't run him outside. Go ahead.
With the thing with Al Sharpton, how can anybody think that what he was doing is right? And he claims to be a reverend or something? I mean, does he still have claim some title of Reverend Al Sharpton, whatever? And how he somehow aligns himself to the likes of Martin Luther King, which that's the other part I find so disgusting. Some of these people who do this kind of racist actions, exploiting the black people, and then they try to compare themselves to Martin Luther King, I think that's so disgusting. That is not what the King stood for at all.
Well, let's don't forget Jesse Jackson. You know, he put his 2 cents worth in this afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, that's just exactly what it was, 2 cents, because and he's out there calling for, you know, for him to, EA Holder wants to try and file racist charges against this kid. Where is Holder going? I mean, where is his mind? I know the answer to that. He sits on it.
I was going to say, was that a trick question?
I knew the answer when I spit the question out, but oh well.
Yeah, we know what his game is, and he's out there, I really care, and I care about this. But I mean, as I stated earlier, I do give King Obama credit for having said, you know, the rule of law, the court process, or the jury has spoken, the court has spoken, whatever. He said something.
Oh, yeah, but he knew he was going to sick Holder into the middle of it when he said that.
Of course. He didn't have to be the one saying it, but at least he didn't say it, too. So he went and shoved his other puppet out there to say it for him, kind of thing. And it will be interesting to see when the FBI has already done their own investigation and can't prove any kind of racist or hate crime.
Well, I wonder what the blacks are going to do then. They going to go crawl in their hole and sulk and cry, or are they going to have guts enough to say we're sorry, or no, I know that won't happen. That's not a word that's in their vocabulary. We made a mistake.
Well,
or
the
would they say, Al Sharpton, we don't need your help anymore. All you do is lie and deceive us. No, they won't do that either. So, oh, well.
Well, and the sad part is there's a group of blacks that truly believe Al Sharpton cares about them. And that's just like the, here in Orlando with Daisy Lynam, Councilwoman Daisy Lynam. She, you know, there's a black community that actually thinks she does stuff for them, even though the fact of the matter is she keeps chasing them out of town. She keeps taking away their land and domaining it and giving it to special interests and whatever else. And somehow they just don't see that, and they think because she's a black woman, she's going to protect them. She doesn't care. She wants to get rich. So, I mean, you know, hey, on the same side, I have plenty of white representatives and white senators and others that don't care about me either. So, we don't have to keep doing this. But there's those who profit, the Al Sharptons and Jesse Jacksons out there, who profit off by this racism that doesn't exist, you know, exploiting it and making it into something it isn't. I mean, have we totally overcome any kind of racism in this country? No, I don't think you ever will. I don't think the human nature, just like I said, the Muslims hate all Christians. Are we ever going to get the Muslims to not hate Christians and want them dead? I don't think so.
No, because it's been taught to them from the time they were taken out of the womb and maybe prior to.
But you know,
so
what?
how do you plan on taking? It takes a long time to get rid of that hatred and a long time to change those minds. And we don't have people that's willing to do that right now. That's like in San Antonio on the news. They showed a preacher in this church in the basement with about 25 kids sitting around the table. And I'm going to say they're probably 8, 9 years old talking to them about the Zimmerman case.
Yeah.
Getting them to tell them what their feeling was and saying where they were confused. And they're sitting there crumping these kids about racism. He's talking about when he went into help people get into stores and everything and how he helped people fight against racism. These kids don't know what racism is unless the adults feed it to them.
Well, that's it. They actually promote it. They promote it and train people in it instead of getting past it and letting us all treat each other as equals. It's just the way it is. But, you know, here, tell me how many American Christians do you know, or any Christians, but American Christians, who think it's right to stone a woman to death or whatever because she was raped? But on the other side, they think nothing of it. So what do you do? I mean, it's just, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, they also give the father the right to incest. A man has the right to take a 1 month or 3 month old child as a wife?
yeah, all these kind of crazy things, and this is all out of this Muslim faith, and yet we're the ones, the Christian Americans, that are the bad people. We're the ones who get discriminated against and treated like we're the ones that are the evil ones. It makes no sense. And I mean, I'm making a comparison because it's attitude, prejudice, whatever you want to call it. Yet it's the white Christian that keeps getting slammed every time.
Well, and you were talking about we take a stand until we stand up and start being Americans. It's going to continue to happen because we've got too many preachers and ministers out there that tuck their tails and run.
Well,
I wanted those of the old style minister who stood up and preached, I don't really want hellfire I forget how the term went anyway. I don't really want that Todd anymore, but if that's what it's going to take to get people brimstone, if that's what it's going to take to get people off their butts, then do it.
Well, yeah, I mean, and the same thing about the churches. The churches are too scared to say anything either. How many of them are afraid they're going to lose some tax status or something stupid like that? So they give up, they surrender their faith, they sell their soul away because they're afraid they're going to lose their tax status?
Well, either that or they've got a bunch of parishioners who don't believe, they don't want to hear any of that crap. They just want to go, and I'm going to say crap, because in their eyes, that's what it is. And they just want to go and sing praise to the Lord when they don't realize they're not singing praise to the Lord. They're forcing the Lord out of the churches by not standing up for the Lord and taking a stand and promoting his will.
Exactly. To go and allow the Lord to be destroyed in the way the Muslim faith is trying to do, is and faith being taken out of schools and everything else, it's like, so what are you celebrating? What are you praying to? It doesn't seem like you're supporting your own faith.
Exactly. God didn't want you to be a coward. He didn't put us here to cower and back away from the truth.
But, you know, I think it can be there can be a very honest statement about how many whites have cowered, including the church, because we've been threatened with everything else. You know, the intimidation factor. If you say anything against a black person, you must be a racist. Like anybody says anything against King Obama, you know, you're a racist, and that kind of nonsense. So then whites have cowered out and said, "Well, I'm not going to say anything." Well, that's not right either. I mean, that's not the truth. Speak the truth.
Yeah, I had I pulled up at Popeye's
district. Go ahead.
And my impeach Obama was sticking out there just big as Dixie, and I had parked by the playground, and there was a family of blacks out there, and they were having lunch. And I pulled up, and one turned around and took a look, saw the sticker on, and you could read his lips. She's got impeach Obama. And I don't know if it was his mother, because he was a younger guy, but he wasn't that young, turned around and said, "Eat your lunch and don't worry about it." And I thought, now there's a smart woman. And the only thing I could figure, I kind of deducted out of that, was maybe she was one of those that wasn't crazy about him in the first place.
Well, and you would think with everything that's been going on lately, there'd be more and more stepping away, and I think there are. I mean, with this game he's playing with Obamacare right now, going out there and changing the rules. We talked about this on the last show about the mandate. Well, you know, don't worry about those laws. You know, just ignore those laws. Yeah, whatever. I mean, that's what a king, you know, King Obama, and yet it's going to sacrifice the middle class the most. Lower and middle class people are going to be the ones who sacrifice.
Well, he doesn't want to push the deal because he's afraid the middle class black is going to realize what they're fixing to get pushed down their throats, and the next Democrat that runs for office may not win.
That, and also because he's doing that, because he's intentionally ignoring the law, even his own law that he signed in, that he's violating his oath of office in the Constitution. That's another grounds to impeach him. Well, for every time he's violated that stuff, I mean, the guy should be impeached for many reasons. And speaking of who's going to go in, believe it or not, they have Hillary out there still as the top runner. I'm like, oh my God, if Hillary gets in there, I said, dear Lord, please protect us from that. How could she get in there after everything else and after this China thing, which of course I know most don't know about this China eminent domain thing, but they're still saying that she is the lead at this point, and more so is that right now Rand Paul is still the highest out of the GOP list, but she could still beat him. Well, the Republican Party needs to get its act together too.
Well, of course they're going to say that. Now you got to remember, you're listening to the news media here. You got to remember, you know, they're saying, of course, and he can, and she can, but they are not the last word in all this.
And I don't, right now, have you heard any other name on the Democrat side?
Well, hell no, because that's who they want elected. They're doing the same thing they did for the elections. They're only going to talk about the people that they want you to vote for. And they're only going to talk about Hillary, just like they wouldn't talk about anybody but Obama.
And Romney.
Well, they only talked about Romney because he was running for office. That's the only reason he got any news media whatsoever anyway.
No, but I'm talking about how they kept saying Romney could win. And a bunch of us kept telling him Romney can't win.
Well, I don't remember hearing anybody say Romney could win. If they did, I was not paying attention to them because I really didn't believe it in the first place.
Well, the
but,
GOP.
Well, I said before the elections ever started that Obama was going to win the election.
Well, the,
why?
The incumbent. Mm-hmm.
Not because he was an incumbent, because that was the plan. And they still haven't let anyone or let it out and let the word be known that there was so much cheating at the ballot boxes, Obama was going to win no matter what.
Well, that's true, too. I won't argue any of that point. The election was rigged in many ways. There's no two ways about that. But I'm saying, on the other side, how much were the Republicans really setting Romney up not to win? Did the Republicans not want Romney to win? I don't know about that. I know they didn't want McCain to win. I never thought they wanted McCain. Yeah.
We've come to the conclusion that we're not talking about right and left anymore or Democrats and Republicans. We're talking about one political group split apart, trying to act as two. That's what we've got going.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. Definitely. I mean, we've been saying that right along. And that's what this amnesty will do. The amnesty will seal the deal on one liberal progressive party if the House doesn't do something about it. And I'm still hopeful that the House is going to block this, but it's just so interesting when you get to Harry Reid and these other idiots. Oh, I'm convinced the Republican Party's going to do it for their own sake. They need to do it for their own party. All this kind of nonsense. And if they do it, it won't be because of the Republican Party. It'll be because they want a total meltdown of this country.
And they're saying that, too, to convince the Republicans, because, you know, we've got no Gumption Boehner out there.
Well, he has been kind of stepping up a little bit. Let's give him
I'm not going to brag on him because I haven't seen anything that was worth bragging about yet. And notice I said yet.
Yep. Well,
you know,
but he yet. Is now, as a speaker, he is leading the charge to take down the mandates for the employees. If the employer's mandate goes away, to take down the other. So I do think he might be helping with that one. Let's see if I can find this one thing on it. Is it fair for the president to give American businesses an exemption from the health care law mandates without giving the same breaks to individuals and families across the country? And Boehner's answer, hell no, it isn't. Doesn't that impress you?
No.
No,
at least it's good. He's going somewhat in the right direction.
Well, I'm going to tell you what's going to impress me. When I see that the Republican Party, and I'm only saying that so you'll know who I'm talking about, the Republican Party has filed charges against Hillary Clinton for the massacre of the Americans in wherever that was. I can't remember the name of it.
Benghazi.
In Benghazi. When that becomes a fact, then I would think that Boehner maybe had grown some kahuna somewhere. Beyond that, no. I did read today where your man Rand Paul is taking up the push for a case against Obama, oh, God, is he talking about me? Hell no, he doesn't even know who you are. taking up the push come to shove for Hillary to be charged with the murder of the why am I stuttering?
The ambassador.
The ambassador in Benghazi. He has taken the charge on that. He wants to see charges brought.
Hey,
now, am I going to hold my breath if that's going to happen? No.
Nope.
Am I going to get on my knees and pray to the good Lord that it does happen? Yes.
Yeah.
Why?
Hey, I think it's great. I'm glad just here we're even starting to talk about it, because in the past you couldn't even get to talk about any of that stuff.
Well, do you know why I want all this to take place? Now, think about it. I know you know the answer to it. If we can get this going prior to the election and her signing up for president, guess what? She won't get elected.
Well, obviously, she wouldn't be available. She wouldn't do that, and maybe it would give them some motivation to take it to the next level and take it up to that the White House occupier. He needs to be impeached too. So who knows? And there is a momentum, and Ted Cruz was part of it out there, going out there after the nerve that nobody at the IRS has been charged with anything too, which, you know, with Hillary, it's a murder. With them, it's all the corruption of what they've done against the people. But nobody gets nothing. These people don't have to follow any laws. There is no rule of law. And, hey, I'll go out there and I'll do some research on what Rand Paul is trying to do. But that would be great. I would definitely be a supporter of that one. And
yeah.
I'm surprised. I haven't seen. I usually get his petition things. And I go out there and sign on the various petitions. But he was trying to sue one other. What was the other thing, Sue? He was trying to sue for something else. I can't remember what it was now. He was suing for something.
I haven't really been looking. You know, I haven't been working that hard at being political here lately, so I don't really know what's been going on. But I do check the mail now before I come on and talk to you, so I know we'll have a little bit more talk about. I go, okay, what did I get that we'd be interested in?
Well, I was really I was looking forward to this march on the Capitol today, this amnesty protest. Other Zimmerman thing just really blew it. So it's very disheartening and disgusting with the media that they don't cover any of the real news. They keep doing this crap, which, again, we all know why. So they're not reporting news. They're trying to influence votes, and that's not their job.
Well, somebody needs to tell them that, because they have that.
Oh,
I've
tried.
They have it heavily confused as to what their job is as media.
Exactly. News reporting versus entertainment. Not your
exactly.
job to entertain. You know, so we'll see what else is going on out there. But this, but I mean, there's just too many reasons so they could sue them for so many things. Oh, it was on the news. It was on one of the talk shows yesterday morning. When they were talking about who the possible candidates would be for the Republican, and you know, Rand Paul was coming up top on their survey or their poll, I should say, and there's someone saying, but he's just not presidential. He doesn't look presidential. You know, you got to have that whatever presidential look routine. So they didn't think he would make it because of that, his demeanor, and they said, well, he's not as bad as his father Ron Paul, but he's. He still isn't really going to do that. And then they said something about Ted Cruz, because he was listed on there too. Ted Cruz was above Rubio, but I think Rubio was on the bottom. I think he was actually on the bottom list, which I found good. But they said something about Ted Cruz, and one person said, well, he was born in Canada, so there may be a problem there. And then someone else says, oh, no, he's eligible. But
well, of course I would. Of course I'd say that.
Yeah. But wait a minute now. What's with his parents now? One was Canadian and one was Cuban, right?
I think so.
Yeah, so how would they ever think that would be a natural born? I was trying to remember, and I figured since you're from Texas, you might remember what his status was.
I didn't worry about it because I did not like the man. I was not going to vote for him, and I have to say he has turned my head a little bit.
Yeah.
A bit.
Hey, you got to like what he's saying about the IRS, and you got to like the fact that he's joining forces with Rand Paul and Mike Lee and a few of them there to try to make something different.
Well, I've been impressed with some of the speeches he's given. But, you know, when they talk about profiling, why in the hell are we profiling for a president? Why don't we just listen to somebody's word, look at their background, and vote on that basis? Why do we need we don't need a good-looking president. We've already had some of those, and they weren't worth doodly squat.
Well, it's a sickness of the American public today.
I mean, look at Clinton. They can stand up and holler, oh, he was the best president we ever had, and I won't know in what lifetime, because it wasn't mine.
Yeah, exactly. You were suffering. They were taking us down, but you weren't suffering enough to feel any of it. It hadn't really hit. And the same was true with Bush when all this stuff started happening with the housing. People reelected the first time, and when they reelected him, and the housing was all starting to collapse then, but people didn't until they felt the pain at the wallet. But even then, I mean, I can't get into the heads of what Americans are thinking about, because, like, you keep voting for the same crap and you keep thinking something different's going to happen. How stupid can you be?
Well, you've got these young kids in their 20s, and I'm going to have to, oh God, I don't really want to admit to this. I don't think I will. Oh, hell yeah, why not?
Admit it, get it out, you'll feel better.
See, one of these idiotic kids that thought for me to vote for somebody, they had to be good looking. I did that. I really and honestly did that. I looked at what the person looked like. I didn't care about what they thought or whether or not they stood for this country and believed in this country. Those thoughts never crossed my mind. I would watch them on TV and pick out who was the best-looking one. Now tell me how sick that is.
That is sick. But unfortunately, I think it's much, much too true. I was raised, don't judge the book by the cover. You got to
know.
Well,
I was, but I didn't always practice it when I was younger.
No. Well, and again, it's the society we're in. It's society we're in today. And, I mean, you'd think for the pundits to go and say, well, he doesn't really look right. But then again, what was it that Harry Reid was saying about Obama, King Obama? Well, his speech is real good. He could speak good. They were doing all these kind of things because they wanted a black candidate, but and he made some reference to his speech and whatever. You know, he could get by.
Well, he's got lying down pat. I mean, he and Clinton make a good pair when it comes to being able to lie bronze face, look at you, and lie to your face.
No, well, I'm talking about his speech, his language. Where,
well, yeah, but he had good language. He had good speech, and so did Bill Clinton. He had a nice little Southern drawl. He sucked him in with it. I mean, if he only had stood up and told us what a womanizer he was, he would have never gotten elected. But she wanted to be president, so she put him in there so she could run the country.
And she was riding on his coattails, and she wanted the power. So, yeah, she was happier. She didn't care what happened in the bedroom. That's why I always crack me up, these people who bought her stupid book about after all that happened. I said, well, if somebody's all suffering and upset over what her husband's done, she sure does smile a lot. She doesn't seem to be bothered by it. She got a big old grin on her face on the cover of that book for somebody who's supposed to be depressed about catching her husband doing the same old tricks again.
Well, I'm not going to say what's going through my head, so.
Oh,
I'd really get us in
trouble
if I did that, so I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
You remember the rumors that went around?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I kind of believe I agree with them now.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely reason to.
I mean, to me, that's the only way you can put up with such crap.
But I agree with that. At the same time, I think she was so power hungry. She was on a mission, and she was going to latch on to whoever she thought was going to help her get there. She didn't care about anything else.
Well, the other thing we have to talk about here is why, after they were convicted, fined, and found guilty for those criminal acts of theirs and the money crap trouble they got into, why did they stay in office?
I'm telling you, there is no rule of law. You know, we talk about selective law, it's all over the place. I mean, I can say that even at this local level where these three on the county commission were texting their special interest lawyers and figuring ways to get out of something during a public meeting and then deleting the messages when it was all should have been public record, they never once. All they did was change the rule. Oh, well, we won't do it again. They shouldn't be there. They should have all been canned. They should have been taken to court and charged with a crime. But these people get in there, and then they're above the law. It's sick.
Well, and it's because here we are with the uninformed public again. We've got people in their 30s and their 40s and their 50s right now. Most of the older people, like you and I, are more aware of what's going on, and we seem to care more because we're willing to talk and do more. Not that we're getting a whole hell of a lot accomplished, but in our own way, we are trying to help stop this situation. Whereas the young kids, the younger group, they're out there playing. They've got their Wave Runners and all this fancy, fancy stuff they've got to get on and play with, their toys. And they don't care.
Well,
just
and it's all
getting
part of
their
the
way.
Class, you know. And I don't, when I say occupy the idiots, I don't want to sound mean, but the whole keep the idiots busy, occupy the minds of the idiots. What's the Super Bowl game really for? Don't worry about what's going on in the world and that your country's falling down. Just make sure you watch that Super Bowl or World Series or whatever. You know, and it really is a mentality. How can we occupy the idiots while we go out there and take down their country?
Well, now, Sally, you're on my toes because I do like the Super Bowl because it's about the only excitement that's in my life for that for 12 months.
But I'm telling you, if it came down to the wire and there was a major protest where you had to go out there and defend your country or watch the Super Bowl, what would you do?
Oh, hell, I'd be out there with my flags. I'm looking for an excuse to get out there now.
Exactly. And but the sad part is right now we have too many people that all they want to, when they get 5 minutes off from work, they go watch the TV and they don't bother to look at what's really going on around them. And
or they go grab the Wii or whatever, you know, or they go exercise. Well, I'm proud of you for exercising, but get off your butt and help us do something about this country. While you're exercising, how about finding a piece of information on the internet and get tuned in to what's going on in this country instead of listening to that silly ass rap music that you're listening to.
Well, I mean, first and foremost, study the Constitution and the Declaration and have a clue what this country's for, then start paying attention to what these people are doing. Right now, I mean, how many people have no clue what Common Core is, you know, in two levels? Even if they know what Common Core is and they read up on it and see what it says, it doesn't mean anything to them because they don't even understand what the Constitution is. They don't understand what liberty or freedom is. They don't understand any of that. And so they follow along. God, well, that sounds really good. Blah, blah, blah. Wait a minute. When was the last time you looked at the Constitution?
In high school? No, they don't even make you look at the Constitution in high school.
No, they don't. So you got a bunch of people coming out of school. So if you don't get them to study the Constitution first to have some appreciation of where we came from and how this is all happening, they're not going to care about Common Core. They're not going to care about sustainable development. They're going to say, well, sustainable development, that sounds really good. Protect the earth, yeah. And wait a minute, do you want to give up your air conditioning? Do you want to give up your personal car? No. Well, that's what it is. What? Yeah, I mean, the cluelessness that's out there, it's really scary.
If you don't get hung, what? You'll get, that'll never happen.
Well, you get that, too. That'll never happen, and then, you know, that's what
that'll never happen. We live in America.
We live in America. That couldn't happen. Then you say, have you ever heard of the fall of Rome? And I remember talking to somebody recently. I said, you know, the sad part is you got, especially younger people today, they think the fall of Rome was some kind of a science fiction story, a movie, and they think Adolf Hitler was some kind of novel or something. They don't realize it was the real thing and that history does repeat itself. You know, they just don't understand. Yes, it can happen here. And by the way, let's see, how old were you when 9/11 happened? Did you hear about it? Do you have any clue what 9/11 was? Okay, so you still don't think anything can happen here? You know, it's amazing. But you got to start with having some clue what the Constitution is, having some understanding of what liberty is, because most of them don't anymore. How can they defend liberty when they don't even know what it is?
They don't understand what the word. Well, they don't know the definition of a lot of words. They know what they know the word, but they don't know what it really means because they're not being taught English in the schools anymore.
It, well, exactly. They're not being taught any of the core fundamentals. Not being taught. Even now, I mean, here we come down to what the definition of marriage is, and that's, you know, whether two individuals of the same sex are going to enter in some kind of civil union, or whatever else. That they don't need to change the definition of marriage. I don't understand why there can't be. If I want to write out a living will and a surrogate, I can put whoever's name is on that for that surrogate I want. They have to recognize it. And that doesn't have anything to do with who I'm married to or not. So they keep trying to act like this is the excuse, but there's other ways to work around that. And when it comes to the Social Security, well, there's a whole problem with Social Security all the way around. Because they say they don't get the same benefits. But it shouldn't be called marriage. They didn't call it a civil union or something else. Can't even keep the definition of marriage.
Well, that would be too close to doing what made sense. You know, you would have to, if you did something like that, you would have to think about you were using your head for something besides an oblivious hat rat.
True. True. So this other nonsense about even that, I mean, it's a total decline of a culture.
Oh, and you know why I came to a brilliant decision. I thought about this. Aren't you worried? They did all this to help the gays in Hollywood. Hollywood is ate up with gay people. Now, I'm going to say this. I have not one thing against any gay person. But what I do have against them is do not try to cram your way of life down my throat. I believe you have the right to show affection to one another within reason, just like me and my husband or boyfriend. And yes, there'll be those out there that take it too far, just like the kids today. They think they're supposed to be able to make love any place they want to. Nope, it don't work that way. But to demand and for anyone to believe that we have to change the definition of what marriage is, I don't know about the rest. But, you know, I believe in God, and I believe that God is going to jump up and take and grab them by the toes when the day comes, and they're going to wish they had never pulled this crap.
But, I mean, on both sides of it, those who believe in marriage but aren't willing to stand up and protect it. So, I mean, those people, I think.
Well, there has been, and they have, but you're not being told about it.
No, this is true.
But,
and
but
the other thing is this was on Alex Jones about a week or so ago, and actually I agreed with it. You know how I said I don't call July 4th the holiday. It's Independence Day. Independence Day is on July 4th. It's not July 4th holiday. Well, talking about that and then listening to him, somebody was talking about the marriage thing and saying they're not gay. They're homosexual. Call them what they are. They're homosexual. That's what you are. That's what you are. You know, so gay makes it sound like you're all happy and cheery. Well, are you happy and cheery or are you homosexual? Well, call them what they are.
Yeah, I'm really laughing at that because there was a time when I asked myself, why do they call them gay?
Homosexual.
And dumb.
Yeah, they didn't like the sound of homosexual, but that's what it is.
Well, this is true, and if someone doesn't understand it, then they have to explain it to them, and if you don't like doing that, you're the one that brought this crap on yourself.
Yep, exactly. So don't call them gay. I just thought that was kind of funny on there. It's like, okay, call it what it is.
Well, I remember when I was younger, I thought that, why do they call them gay? And I tried to figure it out, but I never did, but I could just quit worrying about it. It wasn't that important. And I'm hoping that's what will happen with this situation now. People will realize it's not that important because you can teach your children differently. Now, it's important that they're not allowed to teach their way of life in schools. That's no place for that to be taught. They can practice their way of life and do what they want to, but leave the kids out of it. Because when your turn comes, the good Lord is going to be standing up there and your number is going to come up in front of him and you're going to wish you hadn't.
Right.
Because I'm sure he's going to have something to say about all this crap.
God is watching, yes. And we will all meet our Maker and Judgment Day will come.
Exactly.
And
if he don't like what you've done, look, all you have to do, I watched some of the Bible stuff on TV the other night. And there's a lot of lessons to be learned from what has gone on down the centuries and how stuff has developed with the with religion and everything. There is a lot to be learned. So pay attention.
That's exactly it. We better get back to some core values. And I tell you, just over and over again, you just look around. It's like, how do these people do this stuff? How do they look in the mirror when they go and do this? And you know, the Al Sharpton and the Jesse Jackson routine. You just gotta wonder, do they truly believe this crap, or are they just? I mean, to me, they're just out there trying to make money. But when it comes to Judgment Day, how will they be judged for what they've done?
They're gonna go to hell with the rest of them.
I should hope so. I mean, I should hope so.
I mean, they're going to hell with the rest of them. And when I meet up down there, I'm going to shake my finger and say, see, we told you so.
And see, with the people who are out there protesting in support of the kid against Zimmerman, you know, there's a lot of those people that are out there that I truly believe think they're doing the right thing. They're not out there trying to profit. They believe, and they're believing what Al Sharpton's saying, which is another story in itself. But they genuinely believe that this kid was mistreated.
Well,
and
it's like
the very first, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
The first time I heard any report on it, and because I saw once again the news had shown the false photo of him, at first I thought there'd been something weird that had happened too, that this kid was targeted. But then, of course, once you hear all the facts about it, then you don't have the same opinion of it.
Well, see, I didn't form an opinion either way till I heard about the kid being taken in and they showed him being all beat up, and then I made up my mind. But it's you're talking about these people doing all this; they think they're doing what's right. On Facebook the other night, I went on there, and I don't go on very much anymore. But I was on there the other night, and of course, they had groups of them were discussing this and everything. And the ones making the comments and making the ridiculous slurs and all that, they, of course, were the young kids who do not watch television, who do not know what's going on. They only know what they're being told. They are not watching the news. They are not partaking in the activities and being aware of what's going on around them, but yet they're out there making all these ridiculous, they're repeating what the news media has told them is exactly what they're doing. They're repeating what the news media told them. And, I got on there, of course, you know me and my mouth. I got on there and I told this one girl, I said, before you sit there and make these ridiculous comments and so forth, go read. Don't make yourself look like a fool. Go read. Quit believing everything that the prejudiced news media is telling you. You know, make your own judgment. Be your own person. Now, whether or not if I did good, I don't know. Because I turned it off. I wasn't going to be like that person that they had in the news the other day that was online getting into a fight with, people on Facebook. I don't do that. I speak my piece. I'll read what they've got to say, and then I go to bed.
Well, but I mean, it's just to anything that does something to help engage the person into thinking about what's going on around them, I think is good. I don't think you can go wrong on that one. You know, God gave you a brain, try using it.
Well, I forgot my train of thought. Something I heard the other day, when you were talking about the July 4th, I went somewhere and someone said that. It was for the 4th of July thing I went to. And I went into the store and I was getting a drink and I told this person, have a happy Independence Day. No, this other person told this kid, have a happy Independence Day. And I said, wow, you remind me of a friend of mine on the internet. She made me correct myself.
Good. I love to hear that. Yes, it's Independence Day. And let's hope it's not the last one we have.
Oh, I know.
Maybe. Yeah.
We won't go down that pit because I'm going to get depressed if we do.
No, we only got 10 minutes left, so we won't get into that piece of it. But I'll tell you, I'm, like I say, frustrated that I haven't been able to find out anything about this protest, amnesty protest on Washington, all because of this Zimmerman case. And these people have just OD'd on this stuff. And
well,
it's just so disgusting.
It's not just because of that, Sally. It wouldn't have gotten any press anyway. It would have never gotten any press. If they'd have got 30 seconds, they'd have got a bunch.
Well, but, yeah, you know, I know just like the coverage they did with the different Tea Party things and stuff like that, you know, but they did do some. Here, you know, it's almost been nothing. It's like virtually nothing.
Well, Obama
is
such crack. They won't do that because they're afraid they might build more, you know, widen the hole for him to fall into.
Well, I'm going to try to find out something that's happened with it just to see. And it was kind of interesting because I was actually talking how much I wanted to be there. But I guess at this point, I guess it didn't wouldn't have mattered if I'd been there or not based on all this other garbage going on and everything blinding the way and worrying about what shouldn't be. And I really do hope they go after the various people in the state of Florida for false prosecution. Because it really was. It's been a scam all the way around. And what's that one guy? Well, he's one of the defense attorneys. He consulted on the O.J. Simpson thing, but he's out there talking about all the civil. He's very liberal, a liberal attorney, but he's out there talking about all these civil violations against that Zimmerman has to file can sue for. So this is going to be interesting, and we're unfortunately going to be hearing a lot more about this, and we shouldn't. We shouldn't be hearing anything about this. It should be no big deal. And it just disgusts me. It's like, well, nobody cares when blacks kill blacks or when blacks kill whites. It's only this one-way direction.
And like I said, I'd like to see the day that the blacks get the courage to stand up and say, well, we were wrong. We jumped to a conclusion. That ain't going to happen.
Yeah. And Zimmerman is a Hispanic, not a Hispanic white.
Yep, that was real turn on it. The Hispanic white.
Yeah. I thought that was really something. How pathetic we are when people got to play those kind of games to try and make it a racist thing. It's just, it's so pathetic. And it's like, what have we as a society become? What does it say? Well, I mean, I know what I think it says. It ain't good. It ain't good. So what do you got going on this week? Anything major that you got going on or...
No, I'm taking care of mainly some health issues now and everything. When I can get on air and on the internet and send out emails and so forth, I'm doing that. But beyond that, I'm not doing much of anything because I was told to behave myself.
Oh, and you were going to do that?
Sally.
You were told to... I know.
Sally,
like
I
shouldn't...
You act as though I don't mind very well.
just a funny feeling I have. I don't know, it's a hunch. Just wait until I'm out in Texas one of these days.
Yeah, one of these days.
Yep.
Now, beyond that, I'm going to get my health back to where it's supposed to be, the body back functioning, because it's not. And we had rain today, so I did my little rain dance. But I'm just going to pay attention to what's going on. It says brand new movement ignites to impeach Obama. And I'm going to work on that kind of stuff.
Okay. Well, we
got to
keep going with it. Got to keep the fight up. Can't let the Zimmerman thing get in the way of everything else people need to be working on. Can't let it take the focus off of amnesty and Obamacare and the IRS and this other mess going on. So I'm going to keep fighting that stuff. And I think, the Obamacare is coming to its knees. We may have a chance to get, there's so many things that we could do right now if we can get enough people engaged. There's just so, we have the momentum to make some major changes here. If you can just get enough of the good people to get off their dead duffs.
Oh, is that the same thing as their butts?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, you say it with butt all the time, so I figured I'd say it the other way.
Well,
you
we can say honey. Well, if kids out there so young today, they won't know what you're saying when you say duff. They'll think you're talking about duff bags.
Well, they probably won't understand most of what I'm saying on any of this, to be honest. Good point, right?
Right.
Okay, well, well, we'll see what happens next. Let's see. I have no idea what we're going to be talking about on Thursday. I'm going to do my best to limit any discussion on Zimmerman. I don't. We've covered that enough. I've been sick of listening to it. I mean...
Well, no, unless there's stuff that comes up and the black people actually manage to find a way to say, you know what, guys, we were totally wrong in prejudging this guy. He didn't deserve the treatment that we're giving him, and we're going to pull back on this. Sharpton, shut up. Now, if that happens, we'll have to talk about it.
Well, this is true. And I have heard, many times I've heard other blacks say that Al Sharpton is a racist and he's the worst. I thought it was amazing when Geraldo actually came down on Al Sharpton big time on Fox News. Because, you know, Geraldo tends to be liberal in his thinking. And he said this, he never thought this was going to, never thought that he'd be found guilty. Figured he'd be acquitted the whole time. And he kept saying this has all been stirred up because of Al Sharpton and that kind of thing. So it was actually good to hear him say that. He was condemning Al Sharpton.
Hey, Geraldo is getting his act together that good.
Believe it or not.
I'm amazed.
I know. It's like, wow. Did he really just say that? I feel like I gotta watch and see if he says that again. I don't know.
I know. Did he really say that?
He did. It was live TV, so they said. And it was him.
Well,
and,
Sam, he's going to get an A-plus from me.
He's being converted to a conservative without realizing it.
Don't say it too loud.
Okay. No, I won't. Well, we've got 3 minutes here, so any last words of wisdom before we go?
Oh, God bless America. Watch over Zimmerman. And let's, you know, have a miracle here. Let's have the blacks realize that they're not doing what's right, that they need to show the Americans and the rest of the world that they can do what's right no matter what Obama says.
Own their own vote, own their own voice. Don't follow the likes of an Al Sharpton. Just because that's what he says to do, that's not the thing. So, yeah, take back their own vote. Be their own people. Just like the rest of us, be Americans. Stop being sheeple of anybody, including the likes of an Al Sharpton. So,
exactly.
On that note, yes. Okay, real quick.
I said exactly.
Oh,
when
you
said, you know, despite the likes of Al Sharpton or some such thing.
Yep. Okay, well, anyway, on that note, thank you all for tuning in. Please, again, united we stand, divided we fall. A united America will survive, will stand. A divided America has absolutely no chance. We will not survive. We've got to protect the homeland. We've got to secure the borders. And we've got to reestablish what being an American is all about. Be an American, own your vote, and own your liberty, and stop all this other nonsense. On that note, please tune in Thursday night, and may God bless and protect the USA. Good night, everyone.
Good night.